So today, we're blessed to celebrate Ash Wednesday. And what do we put on our heads today, Reagan? Ashes. In what form does the ashes do we put them on our head? Lincoln? On our forehead. And we put them in the sign of the? Brian? The cross. That's right. So we use the cross throughout the Mass. Right at the beginning of the Mass, we started in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We made the sign of the cross. Just before the gospel, right, we make the sign of the cross on our forehead, saying, Lord, be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. And we put the cross on our forehead, on our lips, and on our hearts, right? I make the sign of the cross over the offerings, right? I make the sign of the cross when we offer the bread and wine up to God. We use the sign of the cross at the end of Mass as well, the blessing of the cross. The sign of the cross is used throughout our Catholic liturgy, right? We see we wear crosses, we have crosses on our rosaries, we have crucifixes, right? The cross is a powerful sign, because what happened on the cross? Yes, Abby. Jesus died on the cross. God showed his love to us on the cross. So every time we make the sign of the cross, we remember that God loves us, that I am loved, that you are loved, that each one of us is loved by God. And the season of Lent, we begin with the cross to remind us about God's love, to remind us about the death of Jesus on the cross. And his love reminds us that we too are called to show love to others as well, like Christ, by sacrifice. We're invited in our scriptures today to pray, to fast, and to give alms. These three actions are tools for us to become more holy. We pray, that is, we give time to God. We give our attention to God when we pray to him. Because what is prayer? Prayer is a conversation between you and God, right? And so by taking time to pray in Lent, you're giving yourself to God. To fast means to give up some food or give up some music or give up some entertainment, right? To realize that it's truly God who fills you. Even more than listening to your favorite music or watching your favorite movie or television show. God fills you more than those things that you fast from or chocolate, right? God fills you more than those things. So we fast to realize that it's God who fills us. And then we give alms. That is, we give away money, we give away things that we have to show again that it's God is our most important possession. That it's not about my food or my needs or my possessions, but it's about God and being open to receiving him. And today we use the cross to remind us of this, that it's not about me, but it's about Christ. So first, the person who puts the ashes on your forehead will make kind of an eye. They go down first and then across. And they put the eye on your forehead first. They put the ashes on your forehead in the shape of an eye. But then what do? They cross it. Because it's not about I, it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus Christ who died on the cross for me and for you. This Lenten season is a time for us to remember that our life is not about ourselves, but about Jesus. And letting Jesus shine through us by being examples of the cross to others. Not only today when you see the ashes on each other's foreheads, but ultimately every day when you see each other, you should see the love of Christ shining through you, shining out through others. And then what happens when we see the love of Christ shining through others? We're reminded of God's love for us. Just like when we see the cross, we're reminded of God's love for us. When we see sacrifice in other people's lives, we're reminded of God's love for us as well. So today, as you receive that crosses, as you receive the ash on your forehead, remember that the eye is being crossed off and Christ is being revealed. That Christ is choosing to work through you. It's not about us, but it's about Christ. And so today and throughout this Lenten season, when we're tempted to be selfish or complain, let's remember that it's not about us, but it's about Jesus. And it's about receiving Jesus and sharing Jesus with others.